It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr. Two Democratic candidates for governor took the debate stage Thursday night ahead of the party primary. U.S. Senator Michael Bennet argued the future of American democracy is at the state level, where he could use his experience.
I don't think the state government has done very much to solve our housing crisis, to solve our child care crisis, to solve our health care crisis, to solve the fact that for the first time in a generation, businesses are moving out of our state.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser pointed to his experience suing the Trump administration and argued his opponent should stay in Washington.
When you ask what's best for Colorado, look at the experience. I've had executive experience at the state level now for 8 years. I know our state government inside and out, have plans on everything from public safety to water to working with Indian tribes. Michael Bennet knows the Senate inside and out.
The primary is June 30th. You can hear the debate again at 9 this morning and online at CPR.org. The first of what organizers hope is an annual bird festival in Southern Colorado takes place this weekend. The sold-out Southern Plains Birding Festival is the latest in a string of gatherings to celebrate migratory birds crossing through the region. It also celebrates other plants and animals of the shortgrass prairie. Judith Westvier is the associate director of the Southern Plains Land Trust, which is organizing the festival.
It's just a great way to see the prairie and the grassland birds. And we're just like filling this extra demand that people seem to have.
Proceeds will go towards preserving the lesser prairie chicken, which was recently removed from the federal endangered species list. Colorado ranks in the top tier of states when it comes to protecting public health from diseases, disasters, and bioterrorism. The nonprofit Nonpartisan Trust for Americans Health placed Colorado among 20 states, showing strength across 10 categories like stable public health funding and robust water system safety. You're listening to KRCC.